Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble prayerful pronouns at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan. Respected elders, dear Sai brothers and sisters, Sai Ram. This is indeed a blessing for us. Nearly 800 devotees from in and around Coimbatore city to undertake the first Parthi Yatra, and we pray that Bhagavan blesses us with opportunities to undertake more yatras in the years to come. Coimbatore, because of its proximity to the Western Ghats, has had the unique opportunity of Bhagavan visiting it several times during his trips to Ooty or Kodaikanal during summer every year. During these brief stopovers in Coimbatore, Swami had consecrated the idols of Shirdi Sai Baba at Nagasai Mandir way back in 1961 and Satyakaliyaman at Kuppanaikan Palayam, an adopted village, in the year 1989. He had visited the main mandir thrice, granting darshan to thousands of devotees. Several villages, elders and children who were unable to visit Prashanti Nalayam were blessed with Bhagavan's darshan during these visits. Swami had also made private visits to houses of devotees and stopped at several rural places en route to Ooty or Kodaikanal. These trips by Swami also gave chances for members of Sri Satya Sai organization Coimbatore and the Balavikas children to serve Bhagavan at Ooty and Kodaikanal every year. Now with the blessings of Swami, Coimbatore Metro has 18 samitis, and the youth and members take part in several service activities, attend spiritual camps and organize programs in villages. Since 2007, Sri Satya Sai Seva organization in Coimbatore has adopted 6 villages. Apart from organizing medical camps every week at these villages, the organization members focus on counseling for children to ensure they attend school regularly. They conduct Balavikas classes, teach health and hygiene, distribute Sai protein, and even help the youth get jobs in nearby places. At Chellapakountan Puthur, which was adopted in 2007, 108 toilets were constructed for individual households and saplings planted to make the village green. Another regular activity by the organization members in Coimbatore is visiting patients at the government hospital every Sunday. Once a month, healthy food is distributed to the attenders of the patients, which has been welcomed by both the authorities and the relatives of the patients. Beloved Swami, we pray to you to seek your blessings to serve food to the attenders once a week initially and later on daily basis. The blood donation program, Liquid Love, is well known among hospitals in the city, and many of them have Liquid Love as the first point of reference for donors. While the mobile medical unit visits 8 centers a month, the Mahila devotees conduct a medical camp for women every month on 19th. With Bhagavan's blessings, women from different sections of the society benefit from it. The disaster management team has taken part in flood relief efforts in Chennai and Kerala, and during the Gaja cyclone that hit the coastal districts of Tamil Nadu. Last year, when the neighboring state of Kerala was hit by floods, Sri Satya Sai organization in Coimbatore coordinated with centers across the country, received relief materials, packed and sent more than 150 tons of food, clothing and essentials to Alua and Wayanad in Kerala. Through its training programs in colleges, the disaster management team has trained more than 10,000 students in the last 10 years. With 64 Balavikas gurus and 57 centers, Balavikas classes are conducted not only in residential areas but also in 12 schools in Coimbatore city. With this, nearly 2,000 children learn about human values and Indian culture and spirituality. As a special activity, Hayagriva Puja is organized every year for children appearing for board examinations. Writing materials and prasadam are distributed to the children after the pujas. The puja brings together children from different schools and neighborhoods in the city. Swami, we are humbled and are grateful for the opportunities you have given us. We pray that we remain your instrument always. Today, as part of the Parthi Yatra, the Balavikas children will present a play titled Thiruvalaiyaadal. It depicts select leelas of Lord Shiva. Jai Sai Ram.
Shatakoti pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. We, the Balmika students and alumni of Coimbatore district, offer this drama, The Divine Place of Lord Shiva, to our beloved Lord. We are dedicating this to our Sai Ma, who is the Shiva Shakti Swarupa. It is indeed a great privilege and blessing that Swami has bestowed on us to present His story in His Divine Presence. Lord Shiva, the destroyer of evil, the Chidananda, has portrayed several divine plays in the course of time. These divine leelas played by the Lord to reveal certain truths and messages to the world, time after time, are called the Tiruvilayadu. Let us all travel back in time to glimpse at the instances where the Lord plays His divine dramas, the Tiruvilayadu.
Yeah. musical instruments, the chanting of the Vedas by the sages, the drum beats of Nandi, the dance of the maidens, and your worship has made me very happy. My happiness knows no bounds. Let all your thoughts attain success anywhere, in anything, and at any time.
Narayana, Narayana.
Welcome, Narada Muni.
Namaskaram, Swami.
Narada, what brings you all the way here to Kailash? What mischief are you cooking this time?
Shiva Shiva. Oh, Sarveshwara. Nothing, Swami. I was just passing by and saw the Balakas, Ganesha and Skanda playing. I just stopped to admire them, Swami.
Narada, how are the three worlds?
Oh, Jagan Mata. With your blessings, all the three worlds are flourishing.
That is very nice to hear.
Swami, I have heard from my father that you have answers for all the questions. Can you answer our question too?
Narayana, Narayana. Let me see if I can answer your question.
Swami, do you know why our father's throat is blue?
Hey, Hala Haladari, your sons, I want to know that incident. Oh, Sarveshwara, is this also your Leela? Yes, Ganesha, how can I not know? Come, both of you. Let me take you through this divine play of your father.
Okay, Swami, with great pleasure.
Mahashivaratri is a Hindu festival celebrated annually in reverence to Lord Shiva. It falls in the month of Magha. Celebrations include fasting through the day and keeping vigil through the night, chanting the name of the Lord. It is a major festival in Hinduism, as it signifies Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya, progressing from the darkness of ignorance to the light of wisdom.
In the aftermath of Durvasa's curse, the Devas, hand in hand with the Asuras, on the advice of Lord Vishnu, decided to churn the Kshirasagara to get the nectar of immortality and regain their fortunes. Using Vasuki as the churning rope and Mount Manthara as the churning staff, as they churn, many things emerged from the ocean, and the deadliest among them was the poison, the Hala Hala.
Oh Lord, this is Hala Hala, the great poison. Even a single drop falling from it can destroy the entire world.
Please help us. We can't bear the fumes of Hala.
Oh Mahadeva, please help us. We do not know how to handle this poison.
Don't worry, I shall drink this to protect the world.
Oh Sadashiva, it will kill you if you drink it.
For the sake of this world, I shall drink it, whatever be the consequence.
Namaste astu bhagavan nishvesh.
You will be remembered for this act and will be known as Neelakanta, the blue-throated one. Whoever observes this day with reverence shall be devoid of all their sins.
See, children, how your father saved the three worlds. The Halahala, symbolizing the negative tendencies, shows how one must tolerate it but never get consumed by it with the grace of the goddess. This is why your father's throat is blue. This day is celebrated as Mahashivaratri, depicting that Lord Shiva is the ultimate creator, protector and the destroyer.
On Mahashivaratri day, our Swami, the Shiva Shakti Swarupa, manifests the golden linga from his mouth. This linga is called the Hiranyagarbha Linga, which signifies the omniscient God from whom all forms emerge and into whom all the creations merge.
Knowledge and intelligence, but only live for 16 years.
Oh Lord, it is better to have an intelligent child than a foolish one. Swami, please bless us a child with intelligence.
Tadastu.
Oh, Sadashiva. Thank you, Swami.
We are blessed.
The Rishi got a son and he was named Markandeya. The boy grew to be intelligent. At the very young age of 5, he excelled in both the Vedas and the Shastras and was a beloved student to all his teachers. He grew up to have special devotion to Lord Shiva
and often chanted his name. As Markandeya reached 16 years of age, Markandeya's parents grew sadder with each day, knowing that their son would leave them soon.
Bharadavati, you are about to face the time that we have dreaded for so many years. Even the slightest thought of losing our son is hurting so deeply. How could we possibly face it? How could we prepare for it? How could we even explain it to our child? It gives me immense sorrow, Bharadavati. We have been hiding the truth for a very long time. Devi, tomorrow's dawn will cost the life of Markandeya. Oh, these thoughts are killing me, Bharadavati.
Mother, no mother should ever face the situation that I face. Hey Mahadeva, what a tragic situation, oh my Lord. I can no longer bear this burden of hiding the pain and putting a smile every time.
Control yourself, Devi. Markandeya will come now. His tender heart will break if he sees us worry.
Father, tomorrow I'll be turning 16. This would help me render my service for you. Please bless me.
Yashasvi Bhava, Yashasvi Bhava.
Mother, tell me the reason for your sorrow. Both of your eyes seems to be conveying a deep unknown fear of hiding something for quite some time. What use is this life if I could not remove your sorrow and give you few moments of happiness? Tell me, Father, tell me, this silence is killing me.
Markandeya, let me tell you something that I should have told you a long time ago. Tomorrow is the last day of your life.
Sage Mrikandu explains his birth and the boon given by Lord Shiva.
I can understand your inner torment. For all these years, I wasted my time aimlessly. My life has found a purpose now. I shall spend the rest of my lifetime in contemplation of the Lord. Father, now I have no fear of death. For my Lord, my Parameshwara will take care of me. He is the Karuna Murti who will do anything for the devotees who pleases him. I will start my prayers immediately, Father.
Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushpivardhanam urvarukamiva bandhanan mrityor mukshiyamamritat.
This is going to be an easy test. Taking the life of a 16-year-old boy.
Yes, yes. We shall be back in Yamaloka in no time.
Hey boy, your time on this world is over. Come with us immediately.
What is happening? Why can't we grab the boy? We have to do something.
Come, let us tell this to the master. He will finish him for good.
Trayambakam yajamahe sugandhim pushpivardhanam urvarukamiva bandhanas.
Stop worshipping him, boy. Your life on this world is over. And you have to take you to another world. What? Disobedience? Let me teach this lad a lesson.
Stop, Yama. You are exceeding your limits. He has surrendered himself at my feet. How dare you touch my devotee? Offending my devotee is a greater sin than offending me. Return back if you want to keep your respect.
Oh, Sutradhari, what can I do to repent for this act of mine?
As a repentance, I command you not to touch him again.
I grant him the wish of everlasting life. He will be a Chiranjeevi from today. Chiranjeevi Bhava.
As you command, my lord. As you command.
My child, Markandeya, you're back.
The lord has been compassionate and has given you back to us. We are blessed indeed.
Thus, by his immense devotion, won over death and has remained a Chiranjeevi. Shiva is the Mahamrityunjaya. He is the Kala Kala and Kala Dita, who is beyond time and death. Markandeya surrendered himself completely to the Lord and has become the Jivan Mukta.
Our Swami has also taught us to completely surrender ourselves to him. One who has his name on their lips can overcome fear of death and will not be a prey to Maya. In this Kali Yuga, reciting the name of the Lord is the greatest sadhana to help us cross this samsara sagara.
Upon a time, to remind the world of his omnipresence, your father played a thiruvilayadal, this time in the land of the Tamil Sangam.
Aha, appadiya, adhu enna kadai? Can you please narrate that incident, Swami?
Yes, Ganesha, kandipa. This happened in the court of Pandya, a valiant Tamil king.
Prabhu,
our city has witnessed severe rainfall in the past month, and the rains are still continuing. If this situation continues, there could be more damage to the city.
Mahaprabhu, the banks of the river Vaigai are damaged due to the heavy rains. If we don't repair it immediately, it may cause severe damage to the city.
We have to act immediately, Mahaprabhu.
How serious is the issue? Can we fix it with our men?
It is very serious, Prabhu. The water has already entered the residential areas, and we do not have enough men to fix this issue.
Mantri, send all our men and allot duties to all the citizens without any discrimination.
Okay, Prabhu. We shall do the same.
Duty was a very old woman named Vanti, who sells sweet named Bittu for a living. She was an ardent devotee of Lord Jukkanada and used to offer some broken pieces of Bittu as a Naivedya to the Lord.
Oh Prabhu, I am very old. I'm very tired. This thing has given me this difficult work. What will I do, my Lord Shiva? My Chokalinga? Son, can you help me with my part of building the band? I'm too weak to do it by myself. I shall give you some pit in exchange.
Go aside, old lady. We all have our own part of the job to do.
And who needs your tasteless pit?
Oh, Chukkanada. Why trouble this old lady? Show me a way. Please help me, Swami.
Why are you crying? You look sad and dejected. What can I do for you? Do you want any help?
Oh, Chokka. It must be you who has sent him to help me. Yes, son. Please.
Okay, Amma. But what will you give me in return?
Son, I do not have anything to give except this pit. You can eat as much as you want and finish the job for me.
Oh, again the same broken pieces of pit?
Broken pieces? When did I give you broken pieces of pit? Have you had my pit before?
Okay. Give me some pit and then I'll start working.
Eats the pitta like every bee. After eating the pitta, he felt tired and lazy. He dozed off in the piece of land that he has accepted to repair. King Pandya and his ministers arrive to inspect the work.
Very good, Mantri. You have done a good job.
Thank you, Prabhu. It is all only by the will of Chokka.
Look there. The worker is sleeping and is not doing his duty. Senapati, ask him to wake up and do the job.
Hey you, wake up and start your work immediately.
What is it with you?
You lazy fellow. Look, everyone is doing their work properly. What is it with you? Dozing off? King Pandya has arrived to inspect the work.
I cannot work now. See, I just had my food. I am tired and cannot work now. I shall work later. Maybe when the king leaves.
Prabhu, he is reluctant and is refusing to work and is speaking without respect,
is it? Bring him to me.
Did you speak without respect to Senapati? What arrogance do you have? Speak like that.
Prabhu, I spoke the truth only. I cannot work now, as I just had my food. I am very tired.
You irresponsible fellow. I want you to do your job immediately or face my wrath.
No, Prabhu. I cannot work now.
Teach this man a lesson. Make him do his work immediately, whatever it takes. Let me teach him a lesson, Prabhu. What is happening? Why is everybody shouting? Hit him again.
Forgive us, Swami. What a grave sin we have committed. Please have mercy.
Arise, my king. I am here in this form to teach a lesson that I am present in all the beings, be it large or small. From now on, treat everybody as you would treat me.
Our Swami also emphasizes time and again that He is present in every being, be it small or big. Isha Vasyam Idam Sarvam. He is the Atma Linga who dwells in all the being. This is the reason behind the Taraka Mantra, love all, serve all, that our Swami has given to all of us.
Mera Sai Prasann Hoga.
Lord Shiva is the Purusha and Devi Parvati is Prakriti. This entire cosmos is the union of these two entities. Parvati is a rebirth of Sati, who is the first consort of Shiva. She was born to King Himavan and Queen Menaka. Sage Narada once foretold her parents that she is destined to marry Parameshwara. From then on, she devoted herself to Lord Shiva.
Narayana, Narayana.
Children,
do you want to know how the divine marriage of Devi Parvati and your father took place?
Yes, Swami. Please tell us the story.
Your father played his Thiruvilayadal here, even to test your mother.
Thank you.
Mahapurapura. Please help us.
Yes, day by day, his attitude and actions are becoming more cruel.
He has done severe penance and I have granted him two boons.
Oh, Brahmadeva, you have given boons to Tarakasura? He is already strong. What were the two boons, Swami?
I blessed him that he will be the strongest of all my creations and also that he can be killed only by the son of Shiva.
Then let us all go to Lord Shiva. He is doing penance in Kailash.
The Devas arrive in Kailasha to find Lord Shiva immersed in penance and Parvati helping in his chores. The Devas do not know what to do.
Parvati too is here.
Parvati? Who is she?
She is the one who is destined to marry Sarveshwara.
That is nice. But how do we make this divine marriage possible?
Tarakasura is growing stronger and stronger. We have to act immediately.
Let us send Kamadeva and he shall take care of this.
Oh Swami, I have no intention of disturbing Mahadeva and don't want to be cursed by him.
Oh Kamadeva, all the people of this world are suffering the wrath of Tarakasura. You have to do something.
Oh, for the sake of this world, let me take this risk and help you.
Left but to use the arrows of love and shoot him.
Kamadeva, what guts you have to disturb and play a trick on me? I will turn you to ash.
Oh,
सर्व सर्व मंगला कला कदंब मंजरी रस प्रवाह माधुरी विजुंबनामरुव्रतम स्मरांतकम पुरांतकम भवांतकम मकांतकम गजांतकांतकांतकम तमंतकांतकम वये
from here before I turn you to ash. Go back to where you came from.
No, Swami, I will not. I am the reincarnation of Sati. Don't you recognize me?
No. Go away from here before you feel my rage.
I shall not leave Shiva. I will do severe penance to get back to him. Her radiance and cannot bear it. Sages tremble in fear. Her radiance heat is even felt in the Devalokas. Sages rush to Lord Parameshwara and seek his help. Shiva decides to test her resolve and plays his divine Leela.
Doing severe penance. What do you want to gain?
Who are you? Why do you want to know?
I take care of the needs of sages who are doing penance.
My only intention is to marry Lord Shiva. I shall attain him at any cost.
Who? Shiva? Why are you wasting your beauty and intelligence on someone who smears ash on his body and wears tiger skin? Chacha!
Oh, Brahmin, stop this nonsense. Do not speak ill of my lord.
You want to marry a man who has no abode of his own and roams in the graveyard, wearing skulls? He will not suit you in any way.
I am the reincarnation of Sati, and we are incomplete without each other. He is Shiva, and I am his Shakti. Go away from here. I don't want to hear anything more from you. Go away before I curse you.
Parvati.
Oh, Parameshwara, you have come down for me. I am immensely grateful that you have answered my prayers.
Your devotion and determination has moved me. From now on, I am indebted to your bhakti. Parvati, you still wish to marry a man who smears ash on his body and has no abode of his own.
Oh, Swami, was it your Leela? No one else other than you can perform such a Thiruvilayaadam.
Yes, Parvati. I am the one who came as a Brahmin to test you. Oh, Sati, I am pleased with your devotion. We shall never separate again. Shakti, I shall give half of myself to you. Shiva doesn't exist without Shakti, and Shakti doesn't exist without Shiva. From now on, together we will be portrayed as Ardhanarishvara.
Thank you.
father tested your mother's devotion and dedication towards him.
That is very nice, Swami.
Our beloved Bhagwan has taken avatar in this Kali Yuga as a Dharma Uddaraka and Veda Poshana. He is the embodiment of Shiva and Shakti. As Shiva destroyed Kama, our Lord has emerged to destroy the bad qualities within us and to spread love. In Shiva's family, each deity is associated with an animal as a Vahana. They are in harmony and in association with God. Thus, even animal nature in the presence of God becomes divine. So, where there is love, there is no hatred. In this world, we have to accommodate each other's tendencies and not be consumed by the evil. Stick to our divine nature and be connected to God through constant integrative awareness, as Bhagwan always reminded us. Jai Sai Ram.
Lambodaraya, Lambodaraya. Gajanana.
Shiva 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 Shivaya Namaho.
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 Hara 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 Haraya Namaho. Shiva Shivaya Namaho.
Shiva 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 Shivaya Namaho.
Alak Niranjana Bhava Bhaya Bhanjana.
Alak
Niranjana Bhava Bhaya Bhanjana.
Alak Niranjana Bhava Bhaya Bhanjana.
Sai Deva,
Sai Deva,
priya deva. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma.
Bhava bhaya narini sai.
Harini Jai Sai Ma. Om Jai Jagadish Hare Swami Satya Sai Hare Bhakta Jana Samrashaka Bhakta Jana Samrashaka Parni Maheshwara Om Jai Jagadish Hare Shashi Vadana Kri Dara Sarva Pranapati Swami Sarva Pranapati Ashrita Kalpatika Ashrita Kalpatika Apatvatava Om Jai Jagadish Hare Sapita Guru Devamu Mariyanta Yurive Swami Mariyanta Yurive Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nada Brahma Jagannatha Nagendra Shayana Om Jai Jagadish Hare Om Kara Rupa Ojasvi Sai Mahadeva Sri Sai Mahadeva Mangala Arati Anduko Mangala Arati Anduko Mandara Girdhari Om Jai Jagadish
Jai Bolo.